Light. The Three Weapons. In the bright gym hall, Marco sat next to his teammates, hands resting on his sword. He couldn't see, but he clearly felt the energy within the room. The air was charged with curiosity. Coach Francesco had announced that Coach Agnese, an expert in all fencing disciplines, would be their special guest for the day. Marco knew that in blind fencing, only the épée was used. But this didn't stop him from being curious about the other two weapons, the foil and the saber. He had heard about these disciplines in stories from other kids, but had never had a clear explanation. Coach Agnese, a figure with a calm but authoritative tone of voice, took her place in the center of the hall. "Dear kids," she began, "today I want to take you on a journey through the world of fencing, to let you know the differences between the three weapons that make up this discipline. It's important to understand the origins and characteristics of all weapons. Let's start with the foil." "The foil!" Coach Agnese took a step forward. "The foil," she explained, "is considered the foundation of modern fencing. Imagine a light blade 90 centimeters long, with a thin and flexible shape. It's like an artist painting with delicacy. The goal is to hit only the opponent's torso, the so-called target area. The foil teaches precision and discipline, because every hit must be accurate. It's the perfect weapon for learning the fundamentals." Marco listened fascinated, imagining in his mind an agile and refined weapon. It seemed like he could see the design of the blade in his mind, almost as if he could touch it. "The épée!" Coach Agnese moved on to the épée, and Marco immediately straightened up. This was his weapon. "The épée," continued the coach, "is the weapon of completeness. Here there are no limits. You can hit any part of the opponent's body. The blade is rigid, 90 centimeters long like the foil, but the weight is greater, about 770 grams. This means that every movement requires strength and strategy. It's a slow and calculated dance where patience is your best ally." Marco smiled. He knew well what it meant to wait for the right moment. He had learned to sense his opponent's movement through touch and hearing, transforming every bout into a challenge of concentration. "The saber!" "And finally the saber," said Coach Agnese, with a tone that became more lively. "The saber is the weapon of speed. Not only can you hit with the point, but also with the side of the blade. The target area includes the head, torso, and arms, but not the hands. It's shorter and lighter than the épée, 88 centimeters long, with a flexible and slightly curved blade. The guard, that is the protection for the hand, makes duels fast and spectacular." Marco imagined the saber as lightning, fast and unpredictable. Then he asked timidly, "Coach Agnese, why do we only use the épée in blind fencing?" The coach replied with a smile, "Excellent question, Marco. The épée is the most complete and adaptable weapon. It has no conventions and, therefore, whoever touches first scores the point. Also, not having a limited target area, it allows you to concentrate on movement and perception. Fundamental elements for you blind fencers. It's a choice that values your unique abilities." After the lesson, Marco took his épée and moved away from the others to practice. As he moved the blade through the air, he imagined gripping the foil and then the saber. Every movement was different, but all brought him back to one truth. Fencing wasn't just a matter of weapons, but of connection with oneself and with one's opponent. Coach Francesco approached. "Did you learn something new today, Marco?" "Yes, Coach," replied the boy with a smile. "Now I know that every weapon has its own character, but I'm happy to have my épée. feels like I can put all my strength into it. Francesco nodded. And that's how it should be, Marco. Every fencer finds a part of themselves in their own weapon. You've already found your light. With these words, Marco prepared for his next bout, more aware than ever of the journey that awaited him with his friend the Epee.
Did you enjoy this episode? Give us a like, subscribe to the channel, and activate the bell icon so you don't miss future episodes of Blade of Light.